Start Your Day at the Torah, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
We discussed countless times, Tur says, famous Tur, that the three regolim are mechuvin keneged of the Sakdoshim, and the Yud Bey is Rosh Chodoshim or keneged the Yud Bey is Shvot. That means every month it's called a Chodesh, it's new, it has a separate, unique Derech and Avodas Hashem, a separate Tachlis. Be'emes, says the Tur, that all the Yud Bey's Rosh Chodoshim should have been a Yom Tov. Nor when Yidin sinned in the Chet Egel, we forfeited the Emes Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh. Lassid Lovei, it will be returned. However, says the Pnei Menachem, the name of his father, Dimremes, the one tribe that didn't sin, wasn't Nifgam in Chet Egel, was Shevet Levi. Asher Alkein Rosh Chodesh Teves is the only Rosh Chodesh of the whole year that we say an entire Hal Shalom, because it happens that Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out in Chanukah, and Chanukah is the Yom Tov of the Kehanim, the Chashminoim, Bnei Levi. Asher Alkein, the Emes Simcha is on Rosh Chodesh Teves. You could say a bit of a different kvetch. We said countless times the last few weeks that Chanukah is Mechuvin Keneged, Chanukah is 8 days. 8 is always L'mayla Menateva, it's connected Mashiach, Geula, etc., etc. As the Gemara says in Erchin, that the kinder shall of the Beis HaMikdash, the Shlishi, will be 8 Nimin. And there's numerous rayas to it. The Zerakoydish from the Rapshita says, Marumas, the Yoyna came, Behine Alve Zayas Torah Pethia, Alve Zayas HaMakoylam, is Gimachi Mashiach Ben David Abdecho, it with the Tema Tevis, and we say, Minigam Rekilis Yisrael, is that you say the capital Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis, which the Rosh Tevis in Makolim is Gimatria Moshiach, and as Chazal Dashin Al Pischenu Kol Megodim, that refers to Ner Chanukah, Al Pischenu is Gimatria 660, which is Gimatria Esa Ur Kitoiv, which is Gimatria Ur Melech HaMoshiach. It's echo on and on. I'm not going to be Myrichin. There's numerous Ramazim in Sfarim Akleishim that Chanukah is the light of Geula. And therefore it's Al Pischenu Kol Megodim, because Chanukah opens up the Pesach. I feel it's a Pischuli Pesach, a Chudish Shel Machat. But it's the opening, the gateway to the, we'll soon see why this is relevant, it's the gateway to the Geula Hasidim. Therefore, the Kedushasiyan, the Baba Vareva, Shem Yikam Damov says, 8 times Chanukah. How much is 8 times 89? We said this last week in a different context. 712, which is Gimatria Tishbi, because before Mashiach comes, Eliyahu HaNovi will come, Yavassalon of the Sayyidus Tavis, Yeshua's Vinachavs. Okay, fine. It's very appropriate and yumtuk that punk this kvi is this year, Lahavdil, by the Umas HaOilam, they celebrated yesterday their New Year's Day, L'cheshboinam HaTom. And it falls out, Mamesh Chanukah, and it's Dabar V'ita, it's something worthwhile thinking about. Why is that? Because you have a principle that Zele Umazeh also likim, everything of Kedusha has an equal and opposite in Yin and Tum. And just like we said, today is Zoyz Chanukah, this Chanukah is the Siyum, the climax of Chanukah, which Chanukah is the Siyum, the Gemar of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And we said last week, before, the Matisyo is Gimatria Rosh Hashanah. Kiyodua. Is therefore L'umazeh, as we'll discuss later, L'umazeh, the Goyim have 8 days from their Nittl, which is L'umazeh of Chanukah, therefore Nittl is Gimatria Chanukah. Right? You with me? And Asher Alkin, it ends with the 8-day period there, New Year's Day, is by Unz, Havdol, we have Chanukah, and it ends with Zeus Chanukah, the Zeus Yechuper Avon Yankiv, which is the Inyan of Barshan and Yom Kippur, Kiyadu. What's Pshat? Granted, just parenthetically, let me just add, in the Sefer Ola Yankiv from the Hustat and Rebbe, it brings a Muridik of Vort, Peshenta Abderov, The pasuk says in Tilim, Hashem yisper b'ksoiv amim. Churak v'yochu that the Eibush is reckoning with the Goyish Cheshbon. Why is that? Because New Year's Day by the Goyim is the Gevaldige Esrosin for Kabbalah's Tfilas, the school of Tfilas Yisrael. Why is that? Because sometimes on Rosh Hashanah, Le'aleinu, there's Mekatregim, and the Tfilas are not Oyle L'rosin of the Arbar. But the Eibush waits till the Goyish New Year's. And he sees Ru'umma ben Benila ben Chomi. He even sit there in Rosh Hashanah with the Zakis, right, was screaming me kerevalev omeg. What do we say? Lashem ha'oretzum loya tevel v'yeshevo. What do the goyim do l'havdil on their yontif, their New Year's? They shikerzuch, they hailulus, whatever. And the Eibush, that b'derechum eile is mevatel, all the mekatregim, maptikul dinim, and brings only brachas and yeshuas v'kal yisro. To understand this a bit better, there's a classic, so if everyone cuts in the Bezyasus Kasha, if there was oil for one day, right, and it lasted 8 days, L'chura din Chanukah should have been 7 days. And there's Ein Sof answers to this. Because Chanukah, the Gilgul of Teresh Alped, is like unbelievable profundity. But Chum Sofer says a very simple teretz. If Chanukah would have been, like this year's Kviyas, if Chanukah would have been only 7 days, so when would Chanukah finish? Yesterday. And what was yesterday, Rish Chodesh? Aleph Tevis. Yeah? The whole idea, what's unique about Chanukah, is that the purpose of Chanukah is to be meir, the oir, the gedusha of Ner Chanukah, into the Leile Tevis Haruchim and the dark, dreary days of Tevis, because we know in Zayir HaKadosh, Vatnitz B'nei Yishlei Shirachim, there are 3 months given over to Esav, and one of them is Chodesh Tevis. Asher Alkein, the Eibush, the Mesavis Sivis, that Chanukah should be dafka 8 days. So however the kviyas falls, right? Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, anyway, Yom HaDepagah. That Chanukah should always, the last day of Chanukah should always be into the days of darkness, dafka of Teves. In fact, the Imre Emma says, how many days are there in the 36? How many candles are there? 36, hello. Why 36? Because from Chof Hei Kislev until the whole month of Teves, each day represents a candle, and it's mayor in the tafka mayor in the darkness. Pshat. Sfasem says elsewhere. Pasuk says in Tilim, Ki ato toyer neiri, Hashem lekai yagia choshki. The Eibush that makes my candle burn, and he illuminates my darkness. Sfasem says, based on there's two parts, two tachlesim in Ner Chanukah. One is Ki'at Toir Neiri. Shishayin. In other words, a person has a neshama, Ner Hashem Nishmas Odom, and the neshama, the Kedusha of the Yid, should shine within him. So Emma says, Chanukah, I told this far and say, Chanukah is the only yontif you'll ever find in the Jewish calendar. That's chal in 2 months. There's the avoida of Kislev and the avoida of Tevis. The avoida of Ki'ato Toir Neiri, and therefore Kislev corresponds to which tribe? Hello, Earth. Anyone out there? We said this like 100 times last week. Binyamin. And the Beis HaMikdash was built in the Chelek of Binyamin, Mekseif of Shochin. Hello? And Beis HaMikdash is Eirish al Oilam. And Misham Eirish al Oilam. And it starts from the Menorah. Right? That's Ki'ato Toir Neiri. That the darkness gufa should be mayor. You illuminate, you make the darkness turn into light, which a person doesn't only have in the neshama, but you have what the gufa, the chomer, ha'okur, as the Sforim put it. And therefore, teves, right, is milosh that tovas ha'neiris. I'm all the schmutz, and there's things that get mixed up in the neiris or in the psilis, right? And therefore, that is the who is the tribe of Shevet? Who is the Shevet of Chodesh Teves? Hello, Earth. Wakey, wakey. Don. Few sheet of Arizal. Everyone brings the suffer, right? Don. And Don is on one hand the Yorud Min Hashvulten, as Rashi says, Chumash. Hello. Aber von deswegen, what was the avoid of Don? He took care of the Nechasholim Acharecho, the people at the end of the queue, the guys in Nechasholim. Nachash Shmila, hello, are you with me? Like the guy from Potos and Oren. And he was the master Avedas Yidin of Haloran, people are lost. And that is the Avoid of Chodesh Teves, to Makari of those who are the stragglers. What do you know about Rish Chodesh Teves? I said this like 100 times maybe in the past. Without exaggeration, I don't think. Hello? Okay, let's take it from. Everyone knows, Rosh Hashanah says, and Sefer Karnayim, all Arichas, right? That Avraham Avinu was promised, Ki kover b'seva toiva, Ki kover b'seva toiva, Rosh Hashanah l'mafreya. No. You guys had hangover from whatever. It's Teves, hello? Ki kover b'seva toiva, backwards, is Teves. That, so the Shimshash Apollo writes, that when was Avram Berry, Tikover, Rosh Chodesh Teves. Are you with me? Hello? You asked me the Gemara, and we can talk about that another time. Hello, Rabbi Yankov Emden. I got the picture. Nissen, Tishrei, I know the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah also. Hello, but Alish Teitan, Shimshash Apollo. Yeah? So Avram Avinu was buried, you're telling me, Rosh Chodesh? Teves. I just brought all the Svarim Akdash. Yeah? What happened right after the Levaya of Avram Avinu? Remember, Vayozad Yankiv Nazir, the Avelim, right? And Vayezav comes Ben Asadav, who Oyev, Halitani, Namur Adam Azah, Ki Oyev Anoichi, hello, Michro Kayem is by Roscholi. So when was the day that Yankiv Avinu was Koinah the Bechayra from Esav Arosha? Rishchoydish Tavis. And we know the Shem Yishmuel brings from his father, the Holy Abinezer, that the Pasuk says in Chabakuk, Machatz the Roish mi Beis Rosha. Bechalitz, and Tzadik says, a rule in Pritzadik, the Roish, the head of the month, that is the Iker Koyach and Tachlis of all the Avoida in the month. And Teves is the month of, hello, Esav, hello. So what did the Abish to do, Machatz the Roish mi Beis Rosha? On Rosh Chodesh Teves, the Eibush get a chop, right? And suddenly the koyach, the bechira, which Esav so coveted, so wanted, was given over to Yankov Avinu. The chen l'doyrus, right? That on the day of Rosh Chodesh Teves, mitn Chanukah, every year, that is when it's battled the chashkus of Esav with the koyach of the neiris Chanukah. And therefore, Yerach Teves is Gimachi, Chanukah b'miluay, and Rosh Chodesh Teves ima Oifias is Gimachi, Apoyed Hashem Nefesh Avodav, v'layesh mukol ha-choysim boy, and Zois Chanukah is Gimachi, Leile Teves, and Chodesh Teves is Gimachi, a Krasot, amongst other things. Hello? The point I'm trying to bring is, the purpose of the Chanukah is to be mayor in the Chashkus of these months. Hello? Yeah? Therefore, the mitzvah of Chanukah is defined by Chazal as Ner. No, anyone alive? Like, everyone's like, Pashlothin. Ner Ishu Beisei, maybe? Hello? Ish is Gimatria. 311. What month is Gimatria 311? Shvat. Bayis is Gimatria. Teves Imakoil. Hello, you with me? The purpose of Ner Chanukah is to be mayor into the next 2 months of Teves and Shvat. Yes? Hashem Yagia Choshki. Choshki is Gimatria Yankov and Yosef, as we said like 1,000 times here the last few weeks, that the whole Koyach of Ner Chanukah comes from Yankov Avinu, the Pachim Tanim, etc., etc., and the Avoid of Yosef, which maybe we'll talk about later. I'm not going to go on. So, on one hand, for beginning, when did Yankov Avinu chap the Bechayra from Esav? Rosh Chodesh Teves. What else happened on Rosh Chodesh Teves? You know, I said this like every year. Hello? Okay, when was the Yom Huledus of Yankov Avinu? Oh, come on. This is like pathetic. Which of the three regalim is going to get Yankov Avinu? Hello? Sukkos. Okay. So Yankov Avinu, Chazal tell us, was born on Aleph to Chag HaSukkos. And it seemed like he passed away. Right? Even though Yankov Avinu lived, whatever, fine. How many days of Avelus was there? 70. If you would count 70 days, then Yankov Avinu was buried in the Maros Machpelah when? Chav Hei Kislev, as the Bnei Yisrael scripture says, Nervos. It says after the 70 days of Avelus, right? It says the 7 days of Avelus in Goren Hatat. Hello, you with me? The Bnei Yisrael is reckoning that the 7 days of Goren Hatat is included in the Mispar of 70. But many others, including the Chizkuni and other Mefarshim HaTorah, etc., since there were 70 days of Avodah Mitzrayim, and there were 7 extra days in Goren Hatat as they're about to... Yeah. So which day, I ask you, was Yankov Avinu buried? Zayis Chanukah? Try. Or Rosh Chodesh Kevis? Or Zayis Chanukah? Have your pick. Hello? Yeah. And you all know the Gemara in Sota Daf Yud Gimel, that what happened on when Esav came from, right, and tried to stop the burial of Yankov in the Marzal Pelah, a guy called Chushim ben Don, who was hard of hearing, didn't know what's going on exactly, and they're waiting for Naftali to go and bring the deed to the Marzal Pelah for Yankov's place from Mitzrayim. And he said, he doesn't know what's happening. As Rechaim Shulev, the famous Yechzuda, he wasn't in the spoil, he didn't get used to the situation. This, until Naftali steps back from Egypt, I'm going to sit my Zedo, I'm going to sit there like a bazillion. He took an axe and chopped off Esav's head, and it went rolling into whatever. So when was Taka literally the Machatz the Roish Mi Beis Rosha? Either yesterday or today. Hello? So if you want to celebrate the yard site of Feper Esav, now's the time. Hello? Yeah? That's Mamet literally Machatz the Roish Mi Beis Rosha. And therefore, who is this Chushim ben Don, the hard of hearing guy from David Don? Hello? But Chushim, Ches, Shin, Yud, Mem, scramble the letters, you get the word. Moshiach. And therefore, that is our Avodah, says Rav Amshar. The Avodah of people in Dred, people far away, people in Echsholim, people or whatever, that is our Avodah of our generation. To get rid of the Deshen. It's important. Tzitzkas Hasadik from Sodik. The Ikar Avoid of our generation is Lohitzi Yoker Mizoil, the Makar of those people who are far, and therefore Der HaAcher is Gimatria Bnei Chushim Bnei Don Chushim, and Chusha Bemilua is Gimatria Lokas Ner Chanukah. Right? It's all connected. Through the light of Chanukah, you're able to be Machzer all the Neshamas Hatoyes, and through the light of Chanukah, you're able to chop off Esav's head and let him go rolling. What's pshat in all of this? I said 2 weeks ago, if anyone remembers, sounding like the audience responds to you like no one will remember. We said the Rambam Perigimel of Hilchos Chanukah as Mechadish and New Allah, all the Meforshim, all the Nesikelim go wild to understand. The Rambam is Mechadish that Chanukah is a yontif of Simcha and Hal. And everyone asked, where did the Rambam pick up Simcha here? Now the simple, I'm not saying anything original, the simple pshat is the Iker Avoid of Chanukah is to have that demarcation, that barrier between Yisrael and Amim. And at the time of Simcha, because this is the days that we became noticeable, became clear for the whole world that Asher Bochar Bonu Mikol Om, right? And therefore the Yevonim wanted to do away with the Hevzel between Yisrael and Amim. And therefore they were gezer on the three mitzvahs, Shabbos, Milah, and Chodesh, which as we said last week, I'm not going through this, is underlined, underscores, the Havdola, the Havfla of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, what did the Yevonim do? They made 13 breaches, pierces, in the Seirik. What is the purpose of the Seirik? Hello, says the Yevonim. That is the place in the Beis HaMikdash where a goy could come, ki beis yibet fili yikar l'chol amin, ober atkan v'suloi. The line of barrier between a Yid and a goy, right, that they try to get rid of. And Kenegazah, Chazalu Mesakin, Yud Gimel, Ishtachaboyas, for Kal Yisrael, Kutbo, Pritzim, and they tried to get rid of it. And Yidin became, through Chanukah, Yidin became Muvzal from Umas Olam, and therefore, as we said countless times in previous years, one of the essential core identity of Chanukah is the Yontif of Torah Sheval Peh. What is unique about Torah Sheval Peh? Because the Gemara says in Gittin, Lekoros HaKadosh Baruch Hu Brisim Yisrael El Al Pi Teresh Al Pe Al Pi Advorim El Lekoros HaKadosh Bris. And therefore, the Rambam says the Lashon Yimei Simcha V'Halel. Remember the Pasuk says in right? V'Samti Fidus Ben Ami Uvein Amecha. There'll be a Hevzel between. Fidus is Gimatria 484, which is Gimatri Yemei Simcha V'Halel, right? Yes? Yeah? We're supposed to say, V'samti V'luzben V'amech, L'mochor Yeh, Ha'oysazeh, Ma'koylos Gimatria, 424, which is Gimatria Mashiach Ben David. Hello? Yeah? Which is also Gimatria Simcha and Halel. Hello? Because the Simcha, the fact that a Jew is the Simcha, Shabbachar, Bonam Mikolam, and you see the chiluk between a Yid and a Goy, therefore that motivates a Yid to say Halal, and therefore you may Simcha as Gimatria V'Hafto, Hashem Alikecho, V'Hafto, Hava between a Yid and the Eibishter, Hava between a Yid and another Yid, and that's how a Yid says Halal on Chanukah, with the Zroimimus, with the Simcha, because he knows Chanukah is the Havdol between. I'll give you an example. I'm a simple guy. It says what happened. They went into the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Yeah, they went into the Beis HaMikdash, and they found a matzah of bo priest of Halleluya, and they found pach echad shel shemen, which was tor. Yeah, how did they know it was tor? Well, I knew that also. Yeah, sure. Could I ask you a ses toistris? Where was this? Where did they find it? In the ground. Why did it have to be in the ground? Because tum. Because every chosim, right? Have 35 layers, you know, kadasya, I don't know, badas, whatever. Or if a guy would have touched it, moved it, we were finished, yeah? Can I ask you a klutz kasha? Hello? Yeah? What kind of tumor, what kind of goyim could have possibly touched this oil? Tumas what? Tumas zov. Why do you say tumas zov? Because the goy is not metame. I said I'm a pastor called tumas ames. Nervos, the chazal were goyzer that a goy is metame kizov. When was a goy metame kizov? When was the chazal goyzer on a goyim? The arelim are like tomek ziva. 100 years after the Ma'aseh of Hanukkah. So what were they worried about? Hello, what's it? B'chal mi deraisa, the Gemara needed that from Dalit. That Dabar al b'nei Yisrael, ish, ki yodim, sorry, right? That ish metama, b'nei Yisrael al metama, not an akum. The zivu. Nor was the Rabbanon were geyser. Yeah, hello. But the Rabbanon were geyser later. Al korchach muzmin zog, and says the Prichot, they say all the classical proportion. Einach name that ba'alma, the Chazal were geyser 100 years later, or in Beis Hamikdash they were geyser immediately, and it could be they were geyser now, Chanukah time, and therefore the Holy Chum Sofer says, hello. By the way, Derech Agav, this answers the klotzkasha everybody asks. Why did you need a ganze miracle and the Chanukah? Anyway, the din is tumba hutra b'zibur. So every school child knows tumba hutra b'zibur applies to tumas mes. It does not apply to tumas ziva. Give me good health. Okay, good, great. Hello? And Asher al Kain, right? Now Chazal were geizer that akuma metame kizoven. Why? Because the whole idea of Chanukah is that a goy is gufi tome, and everything that comes from him is tome, and a yid who's even his guf, Chanukah by the way is gematria guf, is tor, has no magu masa with a goy. Hello, you with me? That's the bottom line of the ganze tumu, and therefore since a ziva, the Chazal now are mesakin, right? That's the Rambam says, mitzvah nechanukah chaviva hi admiyui. What the chaviva is of nechanukah? Pashtus, chanukah is one of the seven mitzvahs. Drabonon. And chaviva in divrei sofim, yeisim yein ishul teir. As chazal dar. Hello? But why does chanukah? There are other tilos yodai. You ever see a person wash his hands for a meal, achleis nishwat, and starts dancing? What the chaviva is dafkin? Because chanukah is the end, the last of the seven mitzvahs of Rabbonon, and it's the shlemus of the, how many letters are there in the 620 letters in the Aseres HaDibros? 620, Keser. The Keser Melucha of Kal Yisrael is given to us by Chanukah when we are Mavil Ben Yisrael Ak. And the Chum Sofer says, Gerad the Chazal, we're like Mesupik. Should we make this Gezeira against Akum Metamek Gezom in the Beis HaMikdash? And the outcome, the repercussions could be that what? You won't have oil to be madlik. And that the Eibishter made a miracle, and they found the Pachach Eretz Shemen, the whole purpose is that the Eibishter is showing his stempel, not only degrees with Chazal, Teresh, or Pebechlal, or Bifrat, in this Havdolah, then Yisrael Am. And therefore you understand the Chavivus of Ner Chanukah, right? That brings out the uniqueness of the Bechira in Kal Yisrael. Okay, let's go back to what I started from. New Year's Day, falling out in Chanukah yesterday. Hello? What's that? What's the relevance here? Behechten. I said, like, I think I must have said this 100 times. Yep, in life, Zel Umazeh, who is the nemesis, the opposite of Yankov Avinu? Bechir Shavov. Earth. Esav. Hello? Who is the Gilgal of Esav? You got it. The one who's Rosh Hashanah says, Yimach Shmei V'Zichri. Right? You with me? In fact, his original name was Yud Shin Vav Ayin, and there's a Chazal, Bo Chazal V'Pilu with Eden. They got rid of the Ayin. Right? So it remained what it is. I said this 100 times about, yeah? Okay. And Yankov Avinu is the Mor of the Asr of Chanukah, as we said. Hello. Yeah? So the Ummah there, we have Chanukah, they have Nittl. Cheshbon Dain, Cheshbon Dain. Hello? Yeah? And therefore he was born, right? And they attributed whatever, 10,000 years later, they made it into this Nittl. Hello? And Nittl is 8 days. Yeah? And just like our Chanukah ends with Zeus Chanukah, which is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, etc., etc., they end up with their New Year's, Lahavdil, right? Yeah, and that which day of the month of Kislev, last time I checked the calendar, was Chanukah. It's been a week already, you know. 25th in Kislev. Which day in their Talmudica calendar is their Nittl? 25th. And I said 100 times, remember Yosef Atadri, who's also Chanukah. He come by he kayoim by Yove Yosef Aboiso. Right? Lasso is Melachto. He said the Tagam Yonison. What kind of Cheshboinus? It was Nittlnacht. And where were the goyim? Where was everyone in the house? A busy household. It's not like a pinan dachas. Says Rashi, it's a yoim tzchoik, yoim aid. They all went to the Beis Avodah Zarah. Hello. Ayi doesn't learn on Nittl. So what do you do? Yosef b'cheshbeinus. It's something that you can't do all year. So Yosef was not learning Torah that night. So let's say now it's a Nashgiach. You're not learning Torah, but Pasuk says they went by the when they went in past the Beis Zoynus, they learned Torah. Maharbi the Beis Torah. Because the Pasuk says, Mizimo Tishmar Alecha. Torah protects a person from Kulashna Rambam in Soy Filchus Yisore Bia. That Ein Arayas is mostly only Belev upon me in a Chochma. And therefore that night, Yosef felt, Yosef had the here. And it's Merumas, Vehi Kahayoim Chof Heyoim. It was the 25th. And what's 20?
He wasn't around then.
What's high school? Oh, that's such a ridiculous question. The same way Yitzhak had a Seder? There was no Yitzhak Mitzrayim either. If the obvious had a Pesach and everything they did, right? Come on, man alive. Hello. Everything the obvious Akdoshim did was a Pesach, was a Peil Demyoni, Kulashin Haramban, right, for the future, right? And they knew everything that's going to happen at Seif Kol Adairis, right? And therefore, Yankov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik, they were Peil, they made this Pesach for the future.
I heard Shaul the Rishon made it into Yomtiv, and they made it into a Chav. When you saw that,
you heard the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Ches.
The Rebbe actually said it.
What?
He said it once.
Maybe. I'm sure I said it. I knew the Gemara a few years ago also. I once upon a time learned Daf Yomi. I got it. All right,
good.
Look in the Gemara. Al-Gemarishin saw that the days are getting shorter, and he spent 8 days in Tfilah to ask. He thought, Zuhu Misa Sheniknes Olai, right? And then he noted, it came Tkufas Teves, and he saw that now the days are turning, it's getting longer, and he made 8 days of celebration. And the Gemara, I never said the Gemara. he made it lashvach to the Eibishter, and the pagans, like all derech avodah zarah, they took it for their avodah zarah. You think the 25th of December, whatever, was taken from the Christians? The pagan, like everything else they have. It's all pagan, you know, whatever. Therefore, by the way, what is 25? I said last week, right? 25, it said in Tikkun HaZoyer, Tikkun Yud Gimel, represents the 25 letters in Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is the Emunah in Yichud Hashem, the opposite of their whatever. Okay. Behek Nachazach. One of the reasons it said in Sforum that Ben Yisrael brings in the Sefer Regel Yishara, why people don't learn it, because the whole month of Tevis, Befrat, that night, is connected as this Klovim. This tough Kuf Mem Dalid. 944 dogs. Hani Kalbin the Chatzifin. Right? Hello. Which, Hani Kalbin the Chatzifin, Dachach is Gimachir HaSotin. Whatever, work it out yourself. 364. Which come, but Tzadikim, without learning a nittel, they had the dogs coming to them to learn in the house. Hello. What if I tell you that Shmoinus Yemei Chanukah is Gimachir 945? Which, if you're a mathematician, you'll figure out 945 is exactly one more than 944. Tough Kuf Mem Dalet. And the Shmoinus Yemei Chanukah is Mevatl the Hani Kalbin the Chatzifin. What is Kalbin got to do with anything? Because who is the in Klippa, in Evil, in Zachra? Who is the power of Tevet? You said it's Yarcha the Esav. What has Esav got to do with clothing? I have many things that I hate in life. One of them is Jews walking with dogs. I go crazy when I see it. I don't know any person who's... What? Snachamal? Oh, how do you know that Esav is compared to a dog? You may know it from the Megalamukis in at least two places. But you probably know it from a Medrash, which says, Machzik ba'otnei kelev, right? Who asked you to inform Esav that you're coming, Yankov Avinu, right? So Chazal say clearly in Chazal that Esav is compared to a dog. Hello? I'll give you an example. I don't want to get involved off the subject. You may remember, hello, that there was a Yankov Avinu sent a message to Esav, Vayihi li shor v'chamur. In other words, yeah? What is shor and chamur? Normally, shor and chamur is klai. Hello? As per the pasuk, hello? And Yankov Avinu says, I'm not worried about your shor and chamur, because even though you're klip or whatever, I have a shor and I have a chamur. Shor is Yosef, b'kor shorei, and chamur is Yisachar, chamur gar. But I am worried about something else. There's a famous word in Sforum. I'll say the heck of my medrash. I'm off the chop subject here. But there's a famous medrash, right? That the Yisrat Nisyare Yankiv Elami Primi Vichitsoini. The only thing Yankiv was worried about, the Primi and Chitsoini, which is a medrash plea. What in the world does he mean? Say this Sforum, Akhtarishim. If you take the Chamur and Shoyer, these two words, yeah? What are the middle letters of Chamur? The Primi. What Membov? Sure. How much would Membov, if you're a mathematician, 52. And 52 is Gematria. You're totally right, but totally irrelevant. Sign of a lawyer. No? That's also true, but totally irrelevant. So there are three animals right away that are symbolic in Yiddishkeit of Tumah. Chamur, Shur, Kelev. Where's the Nutrikin of Chamur, Shur, Kelev? Ches, Shin, Chof. Choshech. Hello, Earth. Choshech. The Medrash says on the Pasuk, Vayishlach Yankov Malachim, Hadol, Dechiv, the Pasuk says in Kapitel Mem Gimel, Shlach Urcho, Vamitcho, Heima, Yanchuni. Eivish, to send me Eircha, your light, Vamitcha, your emes. What in the world am I just talking about? What is Eir and emes going to do anything? Because Yankov Avinu sends a message to Esav. For your Shur Chamer, I'm not worried, because Vayili Shur Chamer equals Elum Hazel. Oh, but I'm worried about the Pnimi. Inside of the Shur Chamer is also the clip of Kelev. you know what the Avodah Zorah in the, by the way, every time I see a guy with a dog, I tell him, you know, Chazal say, Svarim HaKadoshim say, in the base Amolek, in the base Avodah Zorah of Amolek, you know what the symbol was on the wall? A dog. Bal Tzifoin. Remember by Paria, the Shtak Stav Avodah Zorah, it was also a keller. By the way, for those who know, no. Therefore, Elch Yidden don't have a dog. You wouldn't see a psarov we're walking with a dog in the street. Hello? So Yankov Avinu says, I'm not worried about your Sharon Chamur. I'm worried about your Kelev. Don't. Hello? Kelev, you told me, is Gimachia 52. Which great biblical character, his name is 52? Okay, that's cheap. A bit out of the box. Try Elio and Novi. Hello, Earth. Eliyahu. Elio, Elijah the prophet, you know, vassal of Mr. Stavis, is Gimachi 52, because there are different, well, I'm not getting involved in Kabbalah, I don't know anything. Atil is Bria Thira, Thira. Elio is Kineget Olam HaSia, this world, and therefore the shame of Olam HaSia is Shem Ban, the Milu Shem of whatever. And therefore, the Lu'umaz of the Kelev is Elio, and therefore Elio was called. He was from the Kat who didn't want the world to be created, the Malachim, right? Because he's Emes Amar Al Yibore, and therefore Elio Anovi is what? Who else came from Elio Anovi? Yoina Ben Amitai. Why is it called Amitai? Because he's Midas for Emes, and Midas Emes comes from Elio, the one who's Mekanik in the Hashem. Hello? So Shlach Urcho. Hello. And Amitcha, which is Elio Anovi, as it's brought in Chidon, in Pnei David, Vayashu HaMalachim El Yankov Lamer, as Rashi Tevis, take a guess. Vayashu HaMalachim El Yankov Lamer. Elio. That when Yankov Avinu therefore sent him Elio Anovi, and that is the protection of Kal Yisrael, the Urcha of Amitcha, right? And that's how you destroy the Kelev with the Koyach of Elio. Okay, now we can start this year. Oh. What people don't know, I said you guys here should know it because I said it 100 times probably in the past. I can't remember even where. Kimdumani, I saw it in Sefer Yosher from Rabbeinu Tam. There was a whole battle. Esav tries to stop the Kfura of Yankov Avinu and Maros Machpel. And we said that happened. Take your pick. And Esav was trying to, and he cut off his head. What people don't know is, it wasn't just Stam Esav as a grouchy old man, they bumped him off. Hello? There was a whole war that went on. But the Mitzrim, who were the superpower of the world, hello? They were on the side of Yosef, because Yosef was Mishnah Melech, and they waged the battle, and guess what? The Jews won. And they took a hostage, POW. Anyone know the name of the POW? The hostage from Bnei Esav? From his army, the general chief of staff, who they took as a hostage. You don't remember this? I thought it's great. Is that my? Hello, this Amrassus, because the beginning of the story is at Mufurish and Ramban in Parshas Vayechi. There was a guy called Tzfoi ben Eliphaz ben Esav, the brother of none other than Amalek, and he was the chief general, commander in chief of the forces of Esav, and when the forces of the Yankim and the Mitzrim got the upper hand, they took Tzfoi as a POW, a captive, and they brought him, guess where? To Egypt. And all Kolzman that Yosef HaTzadik was, you don't know the story? It's in Sefer Yosher. Kolzman, it's in many Midrashim. The Ramban brings it b'shem Sefer Yosef from Yosef Ben Gurion, who, by the way, is a dubious source, but he's the brother of, who is he, brother of? Nachdiman Ben Gurion, as per the Gemara. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, that's besides the point. But he brings it, and the Ramban has an Uishbrach, Bezulase Besefer HaKadmoinim. All the Kadmoinim write this. They took him to the POW. Once Yosef HaTzadik passed away, he ran the POW. What do you say in English? He wasn't released. He escaped. There's a word for it. He jumped, whatever, he got out, and he ran away, and eventually he went to a place called Rome. Very good. Various midrashim found it. Yeah, he went to Rome. When I was a kid, knee-high to grasshopper, I was always told that we're in Galus, Rome.
Rome wasn't Rome. Rome was the time of the storm. It threw it into the ground. Time of Shlomo Melech. It threw it into the ground and it grew.
I'm just telling you what we could talk about it. The Chazal. I could bring 100 steers to what you just said, but whatever. Nietz, yeah, I got it, but that's. But he's the first person, says in Medrash, to build Rome was Sifui ben Alipa. This answers the question which always bothered me ever since I was a little child with short trousers. Hello? Where does. We say, Allah Mashiach, Matin, Lishbis, Har Esav, and Har Esav is Edom, etc., etc. Yeah? And I learned Tanakh. Edom is somewhere in Transjordan, somewhere, you know? What does Edom got to do with Italy, with Rome? Yeah? No, it says, now Barvanel says this. It was Enochanami, the people came from Kittim, whatever they came from, whatever, right? Aber the religion of Rome came from Tzfoy. I'll have you better yet know, there's a Sefer Kavayosha, you heard of it? The very holy Sefer. Like, right? And he brings the same idea of the Tzfoy. And he said, Tzfoy, this Avodah Zarah called Tzfoy, he became the guardian, whatever, Klippa, in charge of Poland. You ever know that? Well, now you do. I found it, whatever, this year, right? Kavayosha. What's the Gimachi of Tzfoy? Hello, Rabbi Yisai, make believe you're alive. 176, hello? What's the Gimachi of Poland? Poland? 176, hello? And he explains that this klipa came in the world, the whole whatever, because Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, hello? And what is the milui oisius of Chava? Hello? The milui oisius of Chava, whatever. Right, is what? Tav, Aleph, Vav. Aleph is Tach. 408, hello? Which he said, that's why in the year Tach, Le'elef HaShishi, was the Gezeris Tach Tat, which destroyed, decimated the Yiddish Kehillah in Poland, because Sifoy is connected to that Avera, that Klippa. Right, you with me? Yeah, hello? No, so okay, Nagelin Yenei, I'm just saying that as an aside, just, I don't know, tinkle your brain cells. This Sifoy, 176, what do you know about the number of 176? I'll give you a hint. I discuss this every year in Parshas Nosi. The longest Sedra is Nosi with how many Psukim? And the biggest capital in Tilim, Tamna Apia, Kufyutes, 176. And the biggest Masecht in Shas, 176. What's this 176? Okay, you don't have to be a rocket scientist or a mathematician to figure out, right? Push the trap. Hello? Why is Tamna Apa 176 Sukkim? Because you have Oisius. Hello? How many letters are there in Lashon Kodesh? 22. How much is 22 times 8? That was called Tamna Apa. 176. 22 times 8. Yeah, hello? Am I wrong? What's the matter? Rabbi, 8 times 22. You with me? Am I right? Yeah, all right. Yeah. Hello. Gival. You know Malava Malka is Gimachi 176? What in the world does Malava Malka do with anything? Because how many meals you have on Shabbos? Shabbos is what day of the week? For anyone who's a Kabbalist here, a mystic. Seventh, very good. And what do you do after Shabbos? As the song says, you go zurück to the Welt, zurück to the Geld, back to your blue jeans, go bowling. Or instead, you could have a Malava Malka. Malava Malka, who is Mashiach? Who's David HaMelech? Who's David HaMelech? Why? Because after seven, who said you got to go back to one? Maybe you'll go to the Bechin of eight. And we started off by saying that eight is Gimachia Mashiach. And you were Poigim in the Chav Beis Oisiyah. That's the whole part of the Kavayosha. You were Poigim in the Chav Beis Oisiyah. It's a favorite through the Chedei, right? Therefore, Tzifoy is what? 8 times 22. You with me? Hello? What does 22 got to do with this week's parasha? I want to stop this year now. Hello? Remember Yosef HaTzadik, Yankov Avinu comes to Yosef HaTzadik, hello? And he says, Kriyat Shema, hello? What's this Kriyat Shema? One thing you, common, by the way, before I forget, one thing, this Sefoy, it says somewhere, and I think Rabbi Natam, Sefer Yosher, Sefoy, his name, hello, was changed in Greek, Roman mythology, to a guy called Janus. You ever heard of him? You never write a check? This month, the Misporam Atome is called what? January. After whom? Janus. This Roman deity. And he's the Enochel of Esav. And which month is Esav? We just said before? Tevis. He's Nahani Kalbin de Chatzifin. Right? And when we bump him off? Or take him, or get him out of the equation? Now, Dafka b'chatz teroish mi beis rasha. Hello? So what's this 22? That's times 8. Hello? 22. Remember, how many years was Yosef HaTzadik away from his father? How many years was Yankov away from his father? 22. Why 22? Because Yankov Avinu was there in Beis Lavan to take out the Chaf Beis Oseus HaTorah to bring it to the Shishim Ribei. And likewise, Yosef HaTzadik was in Mitzrayim after 22 years separated from his father. Nor Yankov is Gwat. Yankov Avinu is Torah Shebik Sav. And Yosef HaTzadik is Torah Shebal Peh. How do you know? Because he said, be a war, big day. Rabbeinu Shalom, everyone like, Chalishus, Shichas got on the world here. Big day Sheish. And he was called what? Merkeves Ha? Mishnah, hello? Mishnah as in Torah Shabbal. Peh, Sheish, Zakunim, are you with the equation here? Yeah? And the meeting of Yankov and Yosef, what did he do? He said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Yisrael, Baruch Shem Yisrael, because that is, Shema Yisrael says to him, Repinchas, from Repinchas Koritzer, he's a Zayde from my kinder, so I'm very choshev of me, Shema Yisrael is Torah Shabbat, Baruch Shem, because he's the prophet. Right? Baruch Shem is Torah Shabbal Peh. So Yankov is Chaber with Yosef is the Chibur of Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbal Peh. Right? And therefore, once we have this Chibur 22, which is the Tikkun of Tzvoi, which is Deir Abdul Misporam, their New Year's, and we have Inyan of Kedusha, and therefore today is called Zeis Chanukah. The Chal is brought in Sforan HaKadoshim, that the first 7 days of Chanukah is Mechuvah Keneged Yankov, and the last day, Zeus Chanukah, is Be'ikah Keneged Yosef. I said to you about 3 weeks ago, when did the Dupnei Shel Aviv appear to him in the Chaloin? Chaloin stands for Lam Edvav Neiris Chanukah. Hello? Dafka Zeus Chanukah. So, therefore, when you take the everyone knows we said Nachal, Lahadik Nechanukah, is Keneged Noitze Chesed Lalofim, because the Yud Gimel Midas are Keneged the first seven. And the last, where the first seven starts with what? Lashita Sarizal, Kale, Racham Chanan, Erech Apayim, Verav Chesed, Ve, Emeth. Starts with Kale, ends with Emeth. Who is called Kale? The Gemara said, Mamisha Kosh Baruch, the lack of Kale, Kale like Yisrael. And Yankov is Midas for Emeth. Neitzer Chesed starts with Yosef, right? Which is connected. Chanukah, hello. Neitzer Alofim is Nachal. Lahabdik Neir Chanukah, same Rosh Tevis, hello. And therefore, Zeus Chanukah, that's the Hoya based Yankov Eish, who based Yosef Lahova, who based Esav Lakash. Therefore, this period of the year, the last few hours of Chanukah, Zeus Chanukah, which is connected to Zeus Yechupar of Yankov, a person could be Mamshech Bon Chayim Mezoina for us, just to end off by saying it's important, Sforim Akdashim has told us. There's Lamed Vav Neiris Chanukah, which we complete Zeus Chanukah. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Bechol Tzarasam Loitzar. When a Yid finishes Lamed Vav Neiris Chanukah, becomes Loitzar to the Abel. I just saw a vort. I'll tell you one of my Chaverim Yedidim bought me a sefer, a present for Chanukah, a book on the Rivnitzer, published by Art School. And I haven't had time to look at it. I just have it next to my bed. I like looking at a seer because I knew him very well. Like, And I just opened up at random for 1 second. I had enough time to breathe. I just opened up a story about the Hashgacha Pratis. It says that when he came to, he used a big avoid in Tikkun Chatzos. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, they told him that the Mekubalim say in the Shnas HaShmitah, you don't say Tikkun Rochel. Half the Tikkun HaChatzos is not there, right? So he said, oi, with Oiskeris, and they ripped out half my heart. Because he couldn't say half of it. Instead, he said every night, I'll tell them, in the time that normally he would say that part of Tikkun HaChatzos, right? They told it over to the Yidl of Jikov, what the Rimditzer said, when he came, the first time he heard this thing, then there's a soul in Shasa Shmita, you don't say part of Tikkun HaChatzos. So Rabbi Yidl, like it's also a beautiful Rabbi Yidl, he says, is the Charaya from the Shoinai, what is the heart of the Rimditzer Rebbe made of? Of the Golas HaShchina, of the Ukum HaShchina to Ma'afra, of caring about Torah, Kal Yisrael, the Eibish of the Shchina, right? Is the Eibish of health in Zoyz Chanukah, which we zoicha to bezoicha yichu per oven, the all zoicha su v'chayu yechav atadik says, and which we zoicha the last few hours to chaparayin, to imamshich, shefa, brocha, vatzloch, all you gimu sarachma, for us and we'll call Yisrael. Amen.
Oh my,